This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Here in the morning sickness. Yeah, I told the guy this. I was reading. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but maybe it was some, you know, I misread the context, but I was...
On the internet, John.
There was an argument about... Yes, that's true. There was an argument at the house about what porn addiction is, right? Because I was... I've visited for both curiosity's sake and fun some Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings on Zoom. A treat, to be sure. And I realized, because I'm like, maybe I do think about it too much. No, I don't. Compared to what these guys are doing and compared to what I am incredible. I'm just healthy in the mind.
That's
right?
What a good addict will say.
Well, that's what a great addict.
These guys.
When you realize that a dude would sit in meetings and beat off at work. And then it got to the point where he didn't know people were in the room. The porn on his screen at his office was just so much more important than anything else. He just drowned out the fact that he was in a room of people and would go to porn and start tugging it through his drawers. And so the one guy's like, yeah, I got to go to my work. And then he got fired for doing it because some guy sitting next to him going, hey, what are we doing here? And he's got porn all over his screen. He's looking at him like, I forgot where I was. And that was like, everybody's like, yeah, I understand that. I was in a street once and looking on my phone and saw the last thing I was on my phone was porn, and I started to look at the video again, and I started to rub myself, and I was like, oh, my God. So a porn addict, 11 to 15 hours a week minimum. That's putting in a lot of porn time, so I'm not anywhere close.
I think I'm safe.
And then there was a stat there that said that 31% of all internet traffic in the world, porn. I can't imagine that's real, unless that was 31% of all internet traffic eventually finds a porn site. But 31% of visits, because...
Yeah, that's...
Oh, and that was excluding social media, because that kind of is some sort of a weird thing that takes up tons of that. But, yeah, so excluding that, 31%. Otherwise, it's like 12 to 15% of all internet traffic. That's a lot.
Yeah, they post that hours in there, because, I mean, it's the other... argument to the side of it is, if it's like social media platforms addiction, yeah. Like you say, oh, yeah. Could you do the Instagram? Do you need that?
You don't need
driving out. Do you need the porn?
Yeah, you do. You absolutely.
There,
do.
There
totally
you go.
Different. Totally, yeah,
there
that's
you
totally
go.
Different. But that's the difference.
It is not different.
Totally, it is.
No, because
yeah, I'm not communicating with anyone. I'm doing something.
Well,
I'm releasing
no,
and I'm getting rid of it.
Give it up.
Give it up. No, I wouldn't want to. That's stupid. And that's the difference between what I'm saying and what people who have social media say. Social media people, oh, sure, I could give it up. I don't need it. I use it for this, that, and that. Nope, I need it. I like it. I don't want to give it up. And I'm not using it for 11 or 12 hours.
But there's plenty of – and there's where the difference is, because there's plenty of people who are saying you don't actually need it.
Yeah, not plenty. There's 31% of the internet traffic saying otherwise.
I don't know. I mean, for sexual health, I think
it's needed.
A lot of benefits to porn.
Tons. It's good for lesson learning.
Sure, there is. Yeah. I mean, there's
tons.
On all
don't talk
stuff,
me out of this, Brady. Stupid to even say that. Yeah, of course we need it. Shut up. And no, I couldn't quit
mind.
Anytime I wanted because I don't want to.
Right.
Right. If it's getting in the way, that's the difference. If it's getting in the way of your day, then you are like, uh-oh. Just like, you know, like it would be an addiction if at dinner you're sitting there chatting with your wife and then all of a sudden you pick your phone up and you start.
And you're cruising. What am I going to look at later
porn.
On tonight?
To me, there's no difference to that than when somebody you're talking to is looking through pictures on Instagram.
You're right.
And that's when you're just being a dick.
Yeah. And it's,
so it has less to do with an addiction.
For you, it's not because it's part of the day.
Not every day, but most every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, but it's usually just to relax and go to sleep. It's an aid.
Yeah.
It's a sleeping pill or whatever without actually taking anything. Yeah. And what defines it? Because whatever you're using is your own thing. I use it the same as you use your imagination. I just don't choose to be very imaginative at that time. I've got stuff that'll do that for me.
Oh, yes.
It's no different than when Cinemax used to show old stuff. You know, it's good. It's good for you.
TV.
But I honestly, I don't.
In general.
If in fact, like right now, I just drifted away and was on the porn, you'd be like, John, you got a problem. Same as if I'd have to tell you, hey, Your Instagram page. We're doing a show. Put it down.
Right.
That's a phone problem. That's a willpower issue. But 31% of the traffic outside of social media being porn-related is unbelievable. It's insane. And Brady's doing none of it. So there's people like Brady who are like zeros.
Well, we're making up for his.
What's the other end of that bell curve look like? If Brady's at one end of zero, what's the other?
80%. What's the guy who's only using it for that?
But it's
that guy from South Park. The guy from
not anymore. Now that the Oculus came into play, but you were at zero for years.
But there's times as far as looking up stuff. Oh, you're curious, but yeah, for the most part, I guess.
By curious?
I wasn't going.
What kind of curious are you?
Try curious.
What are you curious about? Tell me more. Ooh.
You see someone in a movie.
And you want to see them in porn?
No, you just look up their images and also.
Well, that's not porn. Yeah. You just want to see them naked in other movies? In like R-rated films?
Or how do you, what else was she in?
So you do Anne Hathaway nude search?
No, I've never done that one.
What do you mean you see in a movie?
Well, just in general, a lot of times the images will pull up and they're, I should start doing that. Put the nude.
Add nude or ass, which is what I did to Cindy Margolis yesterday because I forgot about her. I'm like, what was that girl's name? It used to be the most downloaded woman in the world. The reason I bring this up is because I looked and then for like 10 minutes, I was looking at old Cindy Margolis pictures. Like, what happened to her life? Because remember her, like 20 years ago, this was the future of entertainment.
You couldn't escape her.
You couldn't get away from her. She was everywhere, and she had no discernible talent. She had an amazing set of cans that were always oiled up. And I'm like, I remember I lived in Los Angeles for a year and a half, and every Friday night she had this weird local television show on. Very strange. And I think they tried to syndicate it to small cities, but it wasn't good. And she'd come out in a new outfit and just kind of jump up and down and introduce the next thing. And I'm like, this lady has to recognize this is it. She did Playboy, got naked, and nobody ever wanted to hear from her again.
That was the jump in the shark?
That was it. They're like, oh, there's your nipples. Okay. That's what I thought. We're done with you. Because she'd been hiding them. She was a mystery for a good 7 years. Like, why won't she take her top off? And she was always in bikini. She looked great. Her face was a little bit... But now, so I'm like, I wonder what happened to her. She living high on the hog off the money she made in the early 2000s. And
she did advertising for Reebok, Vidal Sassoon, Coors, Fredericks, Hollywood, Hanes, and Sunkist.
Everywhere.
And then she was also Miss Makita Power Tools.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
congratulations
on
that. Which means she did a calendar in her bikini. Yep. Every shop had it up. It's weird. So, yeah, I was looking at that, and then I looked at my history, and it said Cindy Margolis butt, Cindy Margolis. I'm like, no, John, you've been searching Cindy Margolis parts.
Well, like you were saying, too, I don't even remember her butt.
I don't think she ever showed it.
Yeah, it was always the cans.
Yep, that she lived off
of. Which, no complaints.
Look, if you can make a living off your cans,
oh,
more power to you. That ain't working. It's degrading. Yeah, to who? Her and her banker? Her friend at Merrill Lynch, who's getting 10% of all her investments, please. I think the degrading part is you feel like it's degrading to you because your cans are sloppy.
Do it.
Your sloppy pancakes would never make you a penny on the streets.
I don't have pancakes. I have children.
Ergo pancakes. With giant, weird, chewed-off things on the end. Look like when a... One of those bike nozzle things, the tire pressure things.
Oh, the little Schrader valve.
All screwed up.
Settle down, IHOP.
There she is again.
All right, we're about to play the
This is it.
Game.
This is the
Very
Cindy
nice.
Show.
Hi.
It was so
Hi.
Bad.
Okay, so what is
oh,
your
and she's,
name?
Got
what
the camera.
Oh, she just
wears
lingerie
yes.
and talked to the
Miami,
audience.
And I'm a singer. Oh, great. Beautiful. And you?
I'm Derek. I'm also from Miami, and I'm also a musician.
Okay, are you guys ready?
She's just in her underwear. Jeez. It was the weirdest show I've ever seen.
Still better than the Drew Barrymore show.
Oh, my God, anything.
Okay. I want to hear it loud.
She's a better host than Drew Barrymore, too.
The orgasm game.
Yeah, well, I don't want to necessarily get it.
Man, that's the first episode that pops up.
Brady's going to have some curiosity.
Maybe I'll get curious
about that.
Know
what I'm
doing this afternoon? Hey, it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's very strange. So, yeah, it's the things you do when you just start learning. And then I found out that food poisoning is the exact same results as people, like it's the same sickness feeling as when people go through a bad reaction to chemotherapy. Although chemo will last longer most of the time than your food poisoning. I'm like, screw that. Give me cancer. Oh, my God. And when you have food poisoning, you're like, I forget the exact number, but it was a percentage higher to get it again. Every time you get it, you're more likely to get it again.
And you've had it several times since I've known you.
Time I got it was the most unbelievable thing ever. And then a couple years later, I got it again. And then
from eating nose hairs.
That's right. That's exactly it.
I remember the sushi one from Vegas or something.
Oh, no, that was a scallop.
Okay.
That was brutal. And I knew it the second
I... of 2011. No,
the scallop of... It was probably 2000... man, it had to be about then.
Yeah.
And it was Treasure Island. And I remember which scallop it was on the plate because the first bite I took, I'm like, something was wrong with that one. And when I swallowed it, my body said no. And I felt the fish flavor go all the way down into my stomach. And I'm like, I'm not eating anymore. Got home the next day. It was on.
Tell you what, it's fortunate that the throat recovered from the Tex AZ.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, I'd have killed myself. If I was, if I had that going on plus food poisoning, forget it. I'd have had a bullet in my head. There's no possible way. Kind of like I wanted to put one in my head listening to the show yesterday. The reviews were in. Although this Kelly says, now that you've lost all that weight, you can go fit a gargantuan chicken fried steak into your gullet at Texas Grill. See you there. Nope. It's great to hear you back this morning, says Ed. And now we can laugh at explosive bodily fluids. By the way, Bert, better than Dave Pratt.
Oh, wow. Hey,
congratulations.
Thanks. There
I don't
you
know
go.
If that's a compliment or not.
Take so that
was,
trip.
So is Cindy Margolis.
Speaking of John, the texter says, hey, John, I'm going to ruin it for you. Cindy Margolis has Sandra Bullock face to me. Always has. It's very weird.
You did. You wrecked it.
Oh, man.
It's over. You're right. That, I see it. I see exactly that now. Like you Keymaster, way to go.
Way to find that lock.
Had you told me that 20 years ago, I'd have been disappointed. Now I don't. She's okay. Right. She's very pretty. She's 55.
Yeah.
Very pretty. But now that you've bullocked her. Damn it.
But Bullock don't have cans like that, so.
Yeah, but Bullock is Bullock. Once I see Bullock, I'm out. I can't do the Bullock. Yuck. This one says, The Three Stooges from Vader. Glad to hear you're feeling better. You gave us a scare. Larry Curly and Shemp did a good job in your absence. It's a little rough, but Guido held his own. The show ain't the show without Mo. Vader. This one's pretty good. It says, John, that you guys are like this one. Opening hour. Listener for nearly 6 years. Always wondered why, when you were out, which was rare, the remaining cast didn't hold court. Now, with Brett aboard and taking charge yesterday, I was extremely pleased that the solid crew were able to present an acceptable alternative while we awaited your return.
Wow.
This speaks volumes of your selection of the former overnight girl. Don't look back. The future is bright. The show is even better. Congratulations to all, and glad you're feeling FAR better. Dave. There you go. See, guys? The Guido's in charge.
Yes. Forward all of those to Trip, please, immediately.
Nope, he's got his own opinion. You're not swaying him.
And then, I don't care what they think.
And then Dave Eggleston emails and says, yeah, I thought I had food poisoning, too. COVID. It's been 3 months. I'm like, But I don't, I talked to a couple doctors, just email or a text, and said, what's it? He said, if you're not feverish. You're smelling, you're tasting. You're going to be all right. I'm like, okay. He said, one guy said, there's still stuff going on. Everything's not COVID, but everybody should be worried about it. So I'm going to go get tested today just in case. But I'm nearly 100% right now. I feel great. So I think it was just a quick diet plan. Worked awesome. Highly recommended if you're struggling. It's not healthy at all. Go to RM3 first, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, the JDH3 plan, not so bad. Go in there and drop a few, and then slowly rehydrate. You can't just go guzzling and eating right away, or you'll put it all back on. Your body rehydrates. Just make sure you don't get any back cramps, because that means your kidneys are quitting.
Make weight, then.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You make weight, and then slowly eat. Like guys who make weight in boxing, wrestling, and MMA stuff, they eat all day after they make weight. Put 15 pounds back on. This way.
And you got to be careful on that, too.
Got to both. Because I've seen that Real Sports where they showed the MMA fighters trying to make weight, and their kidneys start to fail. and they can't walk to the scale. They're trying to make 145, and they normally hold about 170. And their bodies are shutting down, and they're like, and then they go back, rehydrate right after, and they're up 25 pounds in the next day. This the sickness I had, you can lose it all.
It's like Vision Quest.
Is that what they
were? Yeah, when he was dropping all that weight. Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Vision
Quest. Drop down a battle chute.
Yep, that's right, shoot.
That's right. That's enough. This is yesterday's show. I'm here now. You guys don't have to go.
Oh, damn it.
There's no reason to battle quest our way through the morning. Please refrain from that. I didn't like that one. I thought that was a narrow cast movie, really.
I like that movie a lot.
High school sports.
It was good for what it was. Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't think high school wrestling had it. Then again, I watched Queen's Gambit. Who would have guessed chess would have been fun?
Right.
Vision Quest. I think it's because it had the Madonna tie.
Oh, yeah. All
that. Well, but yeah.
I was at that age where it wasn't cool.
With the older woman.
Yeah, but Bodine didn't interest me.
In the age when you're a kid, like that, I'm like, oh, man, he scored.
See, what was her name again?
I don't remember. The smoky voice.
Yeah.
Girl.
All I cared for with Matthew Modine was Private School with Phoebe Cates. If you didn't give me that, I'm not interested in any Modine activities. But that's that and Betsy Russell from Private School. Those were the ones. That was a porn addiction.
I wonder if that's on Netflix.
It is.
Is it?
Oh, that's,
yeah, it was
it's
on,
still on cable a lot. Like, it still shows up all the time.
Linda Fiorentino.
Yeah, that's Linda Fiorentino.
That's right, yeah.
She was, something about her.
Sultry.
She ended up in Men in Black and stuff, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, there was something special about her. But I didn't, Vision Quest was at that time, and I'm like, yeah. But speaking of that, I had a chat with my buddy Brian yesterday, and he said, you talk to a lot of people. Why is it essential? They switch back now. That winter sports are now back on for high schools, right? They shut them all off for high schools, like, what, Monday?
Yeah.
And yesterday they put them all back and said, oh, they're all back.
No, actually, it was last week, but yeah, they re-voted and they announced they were going to re-vote, which basically just means they're changing it.
Why is it?
And there's a couple of sick outs.
But
that
here's
happened.
My question, yeah. And I know, why is it so important or essential, as they keep saying, for high schools to have this when there aren't? When right now, there's no high school.
So the thing I've read about this, and it's part of the reason why, like, trust me, I know the SEC did it for different reasons when they announced they were going to do football no matter what.
Right.
But they part of the psychology behind it, as I read about it, because I agreed with you, and like, there's no reason to play. None. You don't have any reason. The reason why the colleges are doing it, and now it's trickling down into high school, is because those athletes are so – I don't want to say conditioned because you're in high school. You're not conditioned to be an athlete yet.
Right.
But that's what you've done since you were little, that it gives you structure and it can teach you how to be safe. I get that argument. I'm telling you what I've read on it.
But the argument back is, so what? Nothing about this current time is structured. What about the other 90%
of students? But at the same time,
mental
health is a big part of it.
Okay.
And if you take that away from them,
what about the other 90%?
Shouldn't you actually
not playing
worry
sports?
About that? They weren't involved with sports.
That's what I'm saying. So why not get – what about the – I know this sounds stupid. The drama club
that,
can't do plays.
You're saying
the chorus 10% can't
is
sing.
Determining the
yeah.
– but it's that – at least you're taking –
But the marching band is doing
okay,
stuff.
Okay, but
they
extracurricular stuff isn't occurring for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Why is it so essential to get contact situations down?
But plays are happening. They're videoing
they're
them.
Zooming in like,
they
productions.
Are.
But they're not happening with a crowd. They're not happening
right.
with this. And I'm just saying, what's the point? I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
But they keep saying it's essential. It's like to 10% of the school. Like the rest of the school has essential needs. The rest of the school should be there. They don't have it this year. What's essential right now is being smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
I wonder
I
how much
it can't be that big a moneymaker, right?
With seniors.
I don't think
or,
it's about for high school. It's
yeah,
definitely
going
not
to,
about
going
money.
To the next level.
But
which
everybody's
drops
in the
it
same
down
boat.
To 1%, right? Or 2%.
Well, that's the thing that teachers have the argument with about stop saying that everybody's going to be left behind because everybody is in the same boat. Everybody. So everybody will be as far behind as anybody else.
Everybody's forced to adapt.
Yeah.
But there's really not much reason financially or anything else for the sports to happen.
So wait a minute. So the schools are out, but their sports are in?
Well, the
yeah,
schools
like 50,
are virtual
50.
Right
yeah.
now, and there's a lot of them that are going to continue virtual. Mesa District, where we are, find out about Thursday if it's going to go back to in-person school.
I don't get it at all.
Not all schools, because Kirby is still in-person.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going.
But does she have a choice? Like she
yes.
can do, okay.
Yep.
She could virtually show up. Do a lot of kids take that?
Yes, my boys want to be in school.
they want to go.
They don't.
Yeah, they got you
it's,
up there.
It's boring. It's,
yeah, majority
they say
go.
It's boring online. It, yeah. They're not as involved.
It's social hour,
totally
too.
Get it.
Man.
It is that's but amazing. It's also he does better when he's in school. Like, I know he's jacking around, but being there at school actually yeah. makes him a little bit more
it's
attentive.
It's like wearing out a puppy.
Completely.
Yeah, he gets stuff he's got to do, yeah. and then he comes home, he's a little less annoying.
A little bit.
Otherwise, he's got too much free time.
Yep.
You are probably happier that he goes. I know you are. Everybody yeah. is. You'd be much more annoyed with him in the house all the time. But I just don't understand.
I had to force him last night
too.
To go take a shower. I'm like, dude, you've been home. You've been home for a week. You were at your mom's for a week, and I've seen you in these clothes for four straight days.
Ugh.
Get out.
In the shower.
Go take a shower.
Disgusting.
And do a double shower. So once you're done, you know, soap
start
up,
over.
Start all over again.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is bad directions, because lather, rinse, repeat basically means you're never leaving here.
It is.
Until the bottle's empty, and then you got a new bottle. I just don't understand how they were – the day they said we're not going to have the sports anymore – The people,
perception was like, oh, man, that infects every student in this school.
But they were giving death threats. People were getting threatened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And teachers
– in what way is that, like, okay? And to the point where they're like, oh, we felt so much pressure, we have to do it again. I don't think it's necessary. And, sports were awesome. They're great. But it isn't this – I know it's – somebody said it's part of the high school experience. I'm like, they're not having one. Their experience
that's,
is part I think of your
that's
high school
behind
experience.
What Toledo was saying, even if you're saying, John, it's 10%, the psychological deal behind the sports for a lot
it's
of
a
kids
thing,
is very
but it's
important.
Part of your high school experience. You've already had one. They haven't. So part of your high school experience is sports
that
are
I
an
agree
essential
to
thing.
Too.
They don't know. Yeah. They know that part of their high school experience is this pandemic. Their normal.
I don't care about his high school experience. I honestly don't. What I care about is his mental state.
Sure.
And I know that when he was back in October when he was home, like not just with school, with everything, with him just being locked inside pretty much,
right.
it was a drain mentally on him.
I'm
you
sure.
can certainly tell. And so as a parent, you want to try and figure out a way to be safe. I want him back in school. I don't want the school to be unsafe.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't understand – why we can't – if we have so many – we've talked about testing yesterday. If there are so many tests available, test every kid before they go into school. Make them show a test, and if they're clean, then get them in there.
Yeah.
And if they aren't, then you've got those kids that you can make them wait. It's not going to quell the
You're
the
arguing
pandemic.
About going to school.
But playing
I'm not
a team
arguing
sport,
that at all.
I think, you know –
I have
as,
no issue with it.
In general, that you – you know, I played some team sports.
Right.
But looking at the high school experience, as a parent, and maybe there's a lot of parents – you find yourself sometimes, I'd love my daughter
right.
to find a sport to get – because you know the lessons.
Right.
And
you're
that's
comping
part of
it to your thing.
The structure behind it.
Sure.
Is it teamwork?
But it's not
–
but
discipline.
You're talking about a normal time. Yes, there's structure
right.
to everything you're saying. But
I
the structure has been destroyed and should have been because this whole thing is not structured.
Yeah.
And they have to find a new way to get through it without saying, let's just plug in all the old ways and cross our fingers – and make this experience, it's still not going to be the same as what everybody, I think it's just adults placing all this, like, this is how high school's supposed to look.
Could be.
And we know how important
that is.
That's
definitely the parents.
Yeah.
Parents,
and it's
parents
not.
The
and,
most.
They're, and you got to figure out a new plan because the more you try to plug in, nope, basketball and football are part of high school, and this is part of high school, and do it because we know how important it is from our future looking back. And they're like, no, this is our high school. And yeah, I think you're right, Rich. I think getting them in there is important, but the sports thing seems silly.
I think part of that, too, is parents actually like, well, my little Kevin was going to get a scholarship right. to ASU and blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah. I think that is part of it, actually.
Yeah. Well, it does suck for seniors.
Oh,
100%
yeah.
sucks for seniors because they, you know,
and
especially
I have to believe
the kids
that
staff.
Plays a big part of it. But
again, you're talking about like 1%. And if he's good enough, he can walk on. Now, it's going to kill the scholarship thing probably for a few people who would have had great senior years that weren't really good as juniors, but they popped, they grew a little, whatever. But again, I think the cream will rise in those situations. Get a little help, but it's not going to, you know, parents are probably a little worried that the gravy train of sports might not get them into a community college for free and then move them on, but nothing's normal right now. So trying to pretend it, that's what I'm seeing. People just putting blinders on saying, no, this is how it's supposed to look. This is important. It's like, not really. It really isn't. And to call up a
Boy,
teacher.
Well, it flipped really quick.
Yeah, because they said they were getting pressure and threats. So the school board's like, we're just not dealing with it. You want them out there? Take them out there.
there's so many people that are out there like, I'm just done with this thing.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And I am too, but it's not finished. It's weird. And Charlie says, although you can't help everyone be normal, why not help the ones you can, the 10% here and there? Some of these kids go to college only because of sports. That may not be the top 10 academically to get scholarships. Their mental health is an aspect that's legitimate. I agree. He said, I'm an ERRN. We're seeing a lot of mental health patients right now. Well, you are. That is a fact. But I think trying to normalize things just shines a spotlight on how irregular everything is.
100%.
And I think that screws with your mental stuff, too.
If you can give them a little bit of normalcy, whatever that is.
If you can give them something to do, and I think that's more.
That's it, 100%.
Keep them busy.
And just in the activity of hopefully, and of course it can't be 100%, but hopefully the activity surrounding those teams about protocols, listen, you got to be safe. Make sure you're washing your hands. When you get around family, you know, you just be careful, you know, all that. I think that is what needs to be reiterated now. We know, you know, Gay Anderson Cooper, Becky's husband.
Yeah.
He runs one of the top softball teams in the state.
That's a club team, right?
It's a club team, but they've been affected because
he scholarships a lot of chicks. A
ton of them.
Yeah.
When California shut down.
I'm against it, by the way. Girls softball should not get you an education.
I disagree with that. If you're going to throw money at it, throw money at it.
Please.
It's not your money.
No, it just perpetuates girl sports. That's a different argument.
That's a debate for another day.
Yeah, that should never be televised. But when California ESPN televises it. I don't know what they're saying.
But when California shut down sports, when Nevada shut down sports, all of those teams came here.
They held their tournaments here.
They held all their tournaments here. So when Ducey actually shut down some of that, that really threw a wrench into sports
programs. Look, there's definitely the, you did this, you should do this kind of thing. But
there's big money in club sports.
A guy said, I used to coach high school basketball. You have no idea how crazy the parents are 100%. About not paying for their kids' college. That's really what this is about. Yeah. And then another one says, the biggest reason for the push to keep sports is because of the potential loss of scholarships due to the lack of exposures to recruiters. Having had a kid in wrestling for many years, you'd be shocked at what fanatics the parents are. And I think that's
I don't think you would be shocked. I think you see enough of the internet to realize how shocking those parents actually
it's
are.
It's crazy. But when they flip that fast, and I'm like, well, if it was for safety measures Friday and Tuesday it's not, somewhere in those 4 days, somebody was foolish. That's basically all this is. Because if you're saying we have to do it, you know, all the numbers say this is not safe and we have to do this for the safety of the kids and this and that. And then 4 days later, they're like, oh, yeah, COVID. We don't care about the safety. Get them back out there. I'm like, there's a mixed message in that. And I'm not buying normalcy as your answer.
So what Mountain View did during the football season was the marching band didn't perform on the field. They were distant in the stands, and only one parent of the players and of the marching band could come to the game. So, you only had one ticket. Man. Not friends, just one.
You know who the most disappointed people are in that? The fathers of the kids in the marching bands. Because if they'd have just said, hey, one parent's allowed to go, the mom's going to go.
But
for the most part, marching band, I'd tell my kid with the tube, I'm like, sorry, COVID shut down marching band. But I hear them playing. Sorry.
You're 100%.
It's shut down.
It's the moms in marching band. The moms of marching band kids that are the most fanatical. And if you see the dad, there's a few dads at the Mountain View stands dads of the marching band kids.
They're great kids,
but the moms are on another level.
I'm going to say this. If we could social distance marching bands to get a restraining order to sporting events where they have to play in the parking lot, like way far away.
Hey, why is the marching band way out there?
They don't get free seats and they don't play every single stupid sloopy song every
time.
Someone
buy a Jumbotron, put it up there.
Hey, let's zoom them in from here on out. Whether there's ever a pandemic again, let's zoom in. You guys can tape your performance and we'll zoom it in. We don't need to see you. We certainly don't need to hear you anywhere near any sporting events at all. It's just awful. So marching band, I'm sorry, but your parents were disappointed when they said, hey, it's still a go, and you guys can still come. Now you have to go to the kids thing, one of you. Did you go to any marching band things?
We did. We went to two games this year.
Yeah.
Marching band didn't have their competitions this year. They had to do some of that all virtual.
Caliendo texted me because his daughter's a cheerleader, and they had to go to something. Some sporting event went before everything was shut and going and this and that. And I said, what are you doing at a high school football game? And he goes, daughter. And he took a picture. And I'm like, oh, that seems funny. He goes, brutal. Nobody wants to sit and watch high school cheerleader. Hey, you're doing great. It's my little girl out there. Once, sure, but I don't need to go to all 12 games. Good Lord. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, Rich, about keeping it normal and all that mental health. But Friday, the argument was, doesn't hurt him. It's all about safety and everything else. So when did it change? Well, now we see it's all got to be normal and the mental health issues and all that. We didn't take any of that into account Friday when we closed it all down. It's like, something's not right. There's
COVID doesn't affect high school sports.
Exactly. You didn't realize, right. It did Friday, Brett. Well, it did, but in a big way. Well, like, they had to close it all down. But now it's like, no, there's normalcy. Like, oh, we didn't think of that. Of course you did. What's the real story? It's so knee-jerk, haphazard nonsense. But the mental health part was there Friday, and they didn't care when they turned it away. So why did that all of a sudden raise
hoops,
up?
Hoops, man, hoops. It's big March
Madness.
Got to
get some hoops. You know, that high school sports, that's low-level entertainment, watching other people's kids play for free. We got to get that out there. And you're right. It's like 1% for seniors getting scholarships. You're not really dealing with a huge mess of stuff.
But you know what it is? I think scholarships, a lot of people think in their minds like it's major colleges.
Yeah, it's minor stuff.
There's like
community and all
Eastern
that.
New Mexico college recruits here. You know, yeah, the JUCO, the JUCOs in my kid, no, he gave that dream up when he quit baseball.
Yeah. you the luck of your kid getting into Eastern New Mexico is hard.
Yeah. That and whatever
you've got a community
JUCO's
college kid right now, and that's fine.
That 10% could be.
Listen, I have a no college kid right now. Let's be honest.
Right,
let's
that's a good point.
And you'd love him to be in a sport or
totally.
Being
to help pay
Because he's still dicking off with his school.
That's
actually threatened to put him in a sport
but
last night.
Be honest. You want him in a sport for two reasons: hope he's good, and then it pays for some stuff.
Well, the other thing
is, when he was in baseball, 100%. Now, I just want his little ass somewhere where he's got some responsibility.
You want him out of the house.
I want Coach Flake to run his ass.
Make him get a job.
It's not even Coach Flake to run his ass around the field.
Structure. Get a job.
He asked me that last night, and I said, 100%, let's go get you a job.
Do it.
I said, but he thinks that he'll just walk into McDonald's and they'll give him a job. I'm like, you realize there's 500 other kids like you that want that same job at McDonald's? I'm taking you to the horse stables that are down the road, and I'm getting you a job shoveling horse crap.
All right. That'll get him into college.
Throw the hammer down.
Yes. Brady, get Kirby down there to stomp down the horse crap so it's easier to shovel. This is great stuff. Yeah, no, I get. You know, everybody says I want you in a sport and I want you to play. It's to help pay for stuff.
It was when he actually had a potential.
Yeah, but then when he doesn't, your brain starts going ching ching ching. I got to pay for his college and he's getting C's.
Yep.
I got to pay for all of it.
Yep.
And he's going to ask me to go out of state, and I'm going to punch him in the nose.
We've already chunked out. You know, our house has done great over the last year, and I'm like,
it's all going
like,
to that.
Stop looking at that. It's going to school. Stop looking at it.
High five, Brad.
Oh, yes.
Because I looked at my house, and it's unreal, and it's
mine. F you.
Show me your checking account.
Checking account's doing well. Thanks, Trump.
Oh, you got your pay? All right, good. Yeah, I get it, and I understand the argument. I just wonder how it's been. COVID saves Friday, forget it Tuesday. That doesn't make sense to me.
I was saying again, the fear that a lot of parents have is once that stops, like if the sports are shut down, then it gives my kid all that downtime and your fears are getting into the wrong crowd, doing a stupid
That's another thing.
Boredom leads to nonsense.
The Native American communities are huge in the winter sports.
Especially
basketball and all of that. And them shutting down, there was a big concern about the Native American communities. And the kids, what do they do? They're already being hit hard by it.
Go to the park.
On the Native American communities?
They got baskets all over that thing.
Do they?
Oh, they baskets everywhere. Naismith it. Get a peach basket. Tie it to the top of your garage. You can work. You know. And
Are citrus baskets
I think like
the
what
same?
Brady said, it's almost a dangerous thing to say, I wish my kid was in a sport. Well, find what they want to do.
Right.
And get them interested in something like that rather than, you know, I mean, if they don't want to play, you can't force them to play a sport.
Right.
John, and you're going to end up making them a mess anyway.
No. Don't you know? Just have the kids play at a restaurant. Remember, the virus can't get you while you're eating.
That's true. If you're seated, you're not contagious. I love that. That's my favorite part of the COVID safety. Yeah, it just seems a little silly to me right now that 2 days go by and everybody's like, oh, yeah, mental health. Like, no, you guys knew that Friday. What was going on Friday that made it so you had to shut it down? Remember the speech was the numbers are irrefutable. that it spreads between kids, especially in contact sport. High school kids are capable of bringing it back to parents, and we just don't want to risk it. Okay, that's probably pretty responsible. It stinks, but then Tuesday's like, no, never mind all that. These kids got to be out of the house.
I want to know the surge rate in Alabama after the video of the celebration.
After what they did Tuesday.
If that's the case, it's got to be.
Did you see the streets of Alabama?
Oh, man.
After they poured
No, you couldn't see the streets.
You couldn't. Yeah, there was no possible way. I don't know how many people that was. And I think they marched right up to D.C. because it's the same crowd. They're going right into the Capitol again. But it was an unbelievable – it's normal times championship. Packed the streets. I mean, they beat the tar out of Ohio State, but they couldn't have just celebrated that at home. That's going to be a huge surge rate. You're absolutely right. That is a party. And, you know, whatever. I'm just looking for it to go away. So as few of those things should be happening as possible.
But most of those students, again, are under the thing that, you know,
they're not going to die from it.
Under, right. You know, 24 or whatever
but
the age.
But you're still a spreader, and nobody should ever
concern. And that goes out the door. Yeah. It's all about
the yourself, faster you understand, it's never been about dying. It's always been about hospitals and spreading and everything else. But nobody gets it. And that's a message that'll never go. I'll get a text in the middle of saying this or an email. Well, I guess 1% of the population dies from the flu kills. I'm like, it's never about killing. It's never been about killing. It's about whether we can handle the surge of people in a hospital.
Yep. And we're not right now.
But that's been the message from on top has been terrible.
Hey, John, asshole. Us natives don't use peach baskets for a hoop. Best we can do is hope for a BMX rim that's without spokes.
Well, you can fold the spokes down, though, if you're smart.
You can?
Well, yeah. If you break it, you bend them down. You make a hub.
Get that hub out of there.
I've never said that's cheating. That's a huge rim you're playing.
That is right a big-ass rim. 20-inch rim?
That's the reason why none of you go pro. You're shooting into that WNBA hoop. You've never seen somebody play so much. You had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar coaching an Indian school once. Not on Indian school, an Indian school up there. And he coached the crap out of him. He said, these people love basketball more than anybody I've ever seen. Nary a one pops out. Not even like the Cuckoo's Nest size one. He can't even keep it together. Because they shoot in garbage cans. It's pretty impressive, though. Yeah, well, get the Native Americans. They don't have a problem with COVID at all. We found that out. Get them back up there playing ball because it's all important. I just don't get the essential part of that. Because to me, there's not a ton of essential from high school unless
I think that term has been so trampled over the last year.
I totally agree with that.
And I think that they just throw that out because they want to use that as the basic excuse, thinking that it'll pass muster with everybody, including the parents.
See, and this is the kind of thing that this guy thinks like me. Matt Armando says, worst thing that would happen if my son brought home COVID is I die and my wife pays off the house. I'll risk it.
Yeah.
Figure if I stroke out. I'm probably going to do that in the next 15 years anyway. That's the defeatist attitude I'm looking for. Like, I got insurance for a reason. Let's make it count. Kid goes out, plays some football, drags COVID home. My heart stops.
Who wants to pay on it this whole time and not have it pay off?
I want to at least know it's going to. I want to be hyper aware with the ventilator in my mouth as I write on a whiteboard. At least you get insurance. I love you. Goodbye. Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was funny. Speaking of Shoot and Matthew Modine and Vision Quest, high school wrestling had to happen. High school wrestling didn't have to happen when I was there. It had to happen for about 12 kids. Nobody went to wrestling matches. Did you ever go to one?
No.
No, it's weird. It's a little bit gay to go. I'm not going to go watch.
But Coach Morgan was trying to get everybody in the wrestling.
He tried so hard in PE and junior high. And are junior high kids allowed to play? What about their mental health? Nope, they're not. Just high school. So the fun part is that Coach Morgan would be like 2 weeks. Every day we'd go in and you'd see your coach had a window and he'd have on a little plaque what we're doing today. So you knew what to dress for. Like the days I hated when it just said mile. That's lazy.
Lazy coaching. We're miling today.
But every day when I had Coach Morgan, I think it was eighth grade, wrestling. We wrestled. Like, we didn't want to. I didn't want to wrestle at 11 in the morning every day for 2 weeks. But Coach Morgan loved us to wrestle. And I thought it was because it was a little gay. Like, why do you want to watch people who don't want to wrestle? That's gay.
Well, he was all oiled up and roided up and everything else with the big mullet going on.
He just liked guys rolling around.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I understand wrestling itself is fun. But watching wrestling, a little bit gay. That's kind of poor.
Got to know what's going on a little bit.
I know what's going on. And I know exactly what's going on. A whole bunch of gay. A whole load of it. If you're watching it, yeah, it's interesting, but oof, man. If I'm just saying, if you've got no ties, if, like, it doesn't have USA written on the shirt,
yeah,
there's no real reason to watch. I'm not going to go over to Corona and watch them take on Highland. You'd think I was a little gay.
Or Rhodes take on Powell or something.
Oh, man,
like
that's
that.
Just, that's Kevin Spacey's dream. Yeah, I mean, if wrestling's that great, we'd just be like, hey, got tickets to the high school wrestling match there between Arcadia and Sunny Slope. You want to go? He'd be like, what the hell? That's gay.
There's a handful. Only a handful of schools there.
Gay. The wrestling part isn't. That's a great thing.
John,
attending
was,
it, that's where the gay kicks in.
John, was it you or Brady earlier that said Kirby could do track and field?
I never said that.
She cannot do that. You ever hear of foot faults? Can't do the long jump with those Titanic
feet.
Yeah,
as long as she keeps that thing behind the line. It's two steps
tennis,
and she's over the next
that's
one.
That's true. Tennis foot faults?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tennis would do. She'd have to stand in the crowd to serve. Get that toe on the line.
John, on the KUPD airwaves, one of your Sunday morning show not too long back had a teen helpline, and they said that their calls are up drastically because kids are not in school and they're
question.
Not in sports.
Nobody's talking about that. Yeah. You should get back in school. But I'm just saying, all I'm making the argument is Friday it was essential to shut it, Tuesday it was essential to open it. Same people. And that's where I was confused.
I think you pissed off a wrestler, too.
Well, I'm wrestling not watching
is,
you.
Wrestling is gay?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
Says the guy who wears a butt plug. Whatever, get off the wrestlers, dude.
And what? Oh, I'm not on the wrestlers, you are.
Yeah. Signed Coach Morgan.
Yeah. I didn't say wrestling was gay. I said watching it is. Attending it without
whatever,
any,
bro.
It has to be a brother or that's
I don't know,
it.
Brother stretching
or
it.
Or son. Brother, and brother stretching it. You're right.
Because Chris ain't going to watch Alex if he was wrestling and vice versa.
It's a son.
Yeah.
It has to be your son. Otherwise.
Alex distances himself from Chris when we go to the football games because he knows Chris is the.
A bandy?
He's the drum major.
Would you go over to Highland High School to watch the wrestling by yourself?
Only if I knew a kid.
No, like, if you didn't know a kid.
A father's, no.
Why?
I don't really. Go over there. Well, I went and it was family friendly.
No. Answer my question. Why?
Why
wouldn't
wrestling?
You go to a wrestling match without any ties to the kids?
Because it would look creepy.
Yes. Exactly. I think you're automatically put in a file as soon as you walk 100%. In the door.
And who are you here to see? The boys. Oh. All right. And you related to anyone?
No.
Just heard this was going on.
Just like
on.
Watching wrestling, high school style.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and put a big red hat on you. I'm going to eyeball that guy. Yeah, it's just weird. I think going to any high school sport without any ties to it is strange, but that one's real weird.
How about this one? Toledo, tell your son to go shovel horse crap. You know how much poon your son's going to pull if he tells the girls he's working with horses? I didn't know that was a big thing.
I didn't either. Why?
I don't know.
Cowboy. He's a cowboy.
He's definitely not a cowboy. Have you seen him lately?
I still
just
stand.
Wait.
Oh no, he's going to get beat up by everybody at the ranch. What do you want, Waldo? I'm here to shovel.
And then he'll have his brush popper on and him.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's going to have arrows on his pockets.
Change.
No. He's not going to be your buddy with the pearl snaps.
He's
going to
have
that.
A little license plate in the passenger side of his car that says "sissy." It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Or maybe it's just like with horses, like when we went to the Cavalier thing and Megan and I got to tour the horse thing. You don't know about this. And
those are the Arabians, right?
No. They had some Arabians. They had all sorts of different horses. But you got to go through the stables at the end and see the performing horses, which were amazing. And this one, his wang was hanging down. And Megan's standing there as a group of people. And she goes, look, it's just like people penis. And I said, you hear that, gang? It reminded her of the penis she sees on a regular basis.
Proud moment.
It's just like what she's used to seeing. Oh, please. I mean, flaccid, sure.
Oh, it's getting late.
We should probably get out of here. My legs and hips hurt.
Michael Coronado has texted in and says, John, I'm a wrestling referee, and we're being hit with some major rules modifications over the stuff for winter sports. Kids have to wrestle in their masks.
Oh, that's,
that'll
gonna
be
kill
interesting.
One. You're going to kill
one. Yeah.
Working out in a mask is horrible. I don't know how people are doing it. But, yeah, you're going to kill one. It just doesn't seem necessary. You know? I mean, even at the tactical black stuff we're doing, we're not doing a whole lot of contact. I mean, they're not in the classes at all. And I go one-on-one. And we're not doing loads of, like, grappling at all. We do heavy bag work and mitt stuff, and it's very safe, and it's just one-on-one. And I'm not going today just because I was sick yesterday, and I haven't got a test, so I'm not going to be stupid.
The guy just sent us this picture. What do you mean wrestling is gay, Brady?
That dude's hard as a rock.
He's
an Ohio State Buckeye, and that kid is stone hard. I would do that if I wrestled, though.
That's unfortunate.
I would plump up so big.
Oh, yeah.
I would
just tug before you put the uni on.
I might even have a couple stains. I might leave the illusions there. Hey, let's do this, man. I don't want to wrestle him. Like, none of these fluids are sick. Don't worry. I love wrestling.
Thank you, Rico, for that one.
It's a little gay to watch it. Doing it, I understand. It's like very skilled thing, but
it's a discipline.
I mean, even a little bit gay to do it because the outfit. If they made you dress in that outfit for anything else, you'd be like, what's this? It's gay. It's like, yeah. You could have come up with something better, especially with the advent of neoprene. You could have put the kids in a little something different. But no, they stuck with it, man. Those singlets are
nice.
You know where else you see those? South Beach.
Only one
place.
An
awful lot in San Francisco. And people who wear those out. Usually gay. Not a lot of straight guys wearing their singlets loose. Anyway, I just thought it was an interesting turn of events that it became such a debate. Oh, well, get your kids in there. You're going to have to pay for them eventually. I'm not going to have to pay for them. Brett's not going to have to pay
for them. Hell no.
You guys had them, and now you're bitching that they're no good at sports. That's your fault. You should have Marinovich that kid, forced him to be good at something at an early age. And then he'd done drugs, and he'd pay for that, too. You can't win. Just not worth it. Children in the future, not worth it. Yuck. Just nothing but series of disappointments. That's what I think. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there?
All right, on the Action Ride Shop, big board of fun here. And by the way, Josh texted me the other day saying that they just got four new e-bikes in.
All those e-bikes.
And I guess they're really hard to get right now. Yep. So he's got some from Pivot, Santa Cruz, Rocky Mountain. So all the top e-bike stuff.
Doesn't that take some of the thrill out of mountain biking out of it?
No, it adds about 12 miles an hour to climbing. It's thrilling.
Really?
You can cover more ground.
You actually work on an e-bike.
That's what he was saying. I'm not picturing it.
It's just each push you go faster, but you're pedaling just as much.
You're still working.
It's an assist, basically.
It is.
Not,
okay.
Yeah, it's not full
you
board
have
motor.
To push to make it go.
Okay.
But, man, when you're going, it changes the
game. Is that the problem Dom had?
Dom's not good at bike riding. No, yeah. Dom's problem
e-bike
started.
E-bike or not.
Dom's problem started about 14 years ago with pizza. That was the bike had the problem with Dom. It wasn't the other. I think the bike bucked him off. But
I wish I would have seen that.
We all didn't see it. We only saw the aftermath of him and his ankle. Yeah, where his ankle's supposed to be was swollen. More so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had the cankles going on.
Oh, it was terrible.
There.
His little Corey Taylor tattoo on his calf was crying and all puffy.
His Corey Taylor tattoo gained 50 pounds. I mean, he just looked just like a blob.
He was bleeding.
Yep.
Tom was worried it would never be the same. He's got scars on Corey. But yeah, those e-bikes.
The e-bikes are cool, but it's one of those cases you're out on the trail and you're like gassed and you're sitting there waiting. And all of a sudden this dude just flies by. Yeah. You're like, you son of a
and
bitch.
And he's going to do the trail twice as fast as you, but they are working.
Oh,
it's cheating a little, but still. Man, is it fun to ride those things. They go so quick. The one I was over at a place and the guy had one. He took the governor off of it and it goes about 33 miles an hour. And he goes, you get this thing going. And then another dude I used to know had one before I even knew what they really were. And he used to play with cars. And he's like, I ride this thing all the way down Cave Creek to Cave Creek. And I am flying. And he goes, I can get out there in 30 minutes. Jeez. And I'm on a bike. He goes, once I hit, what was it, like Tatum and – get on Scottsdale.
That's straight shot.
It's like I go all the way out because it's a breeze so long as I hit lights. And I'm like, that's great. They're awesome. He's got four new ones.
He's got four of them.
And I've seen the Pivot one. We rode that.
Yep.
That thing is so cool. E-bikes are great. Well, now I'm excited about that. I'm going to end up blowing a ton of money on an e-bike.
That's next.
Oh, God. I love it.
Lots of stuff here. Soundgarden, Mushroom Head, hell yeah. Flyleaf, Butthole Surfers, Clutch. Deftones. Karen Carpenter making an appearance for you.
Oh, here we go.
Yesterday once more.
Oh, they want you to relive it.
Yeah. We've only just begun.
Sharing the light. Two of us.
I should play the Carpenters every time I have food poisoning. I'd laugh. That'd be so funny.
You would definitely crack a rib at that point.
Why do birds suddenly appear? All right, let's go with I want to play that. But every time Ghost is up there, I want it. Faith.
All right.
Love that song. And they're due out with something new here soon.
That's what Larry was saying. Yeah. Like, we should have had new stuff already, but COVID screwed up
a lot. But Ghost is supposed to have something right now, and it is. If it's anything like the last one, I get on little Ghost kicks. Man, some of it's like you can't do stuff because it's very ethereal and kind of weird. But the heavy, like Mummy Dust gets me just flying around. I love that song.
We were talking Square Hammer.
Square Hammer. Square Hammer just turns the room over. When they did that live, I have not seen them. They didn't close with it. It was one of those concerts where you're like, oh, my God. The room just exploded. And they're like, that's it. This show's over. And then they did another song after, which was Monstrance Clock, which is another song they've got. But it starts like with this huge intro, and you're like, you killed this room. That's a good song, but Square Hammer killed the
Their cover of Here Comes the Sun is
unreal.
Amazing.
Yeah, they've done
a live version
stuff. Yeah,
you missed yesterday. The premature releases, Bloodhammers.
Oh, right. Any good?
It wasn't bad.
Stone, no kidding.
To a ghost-like sound.
Bloodhammers it is.
It's got the imagery like we were talking about it yesterday. It's got the imagery like Ghost, so you're expecting just death metal stuff, but it's kind of poppy and
like Ghost.
Yeah, and got hooks.
It could be Tobias screwing around with
it. Yeah, it's true.
You know, I love my pop music. That interview Larry and I did with him, I feel terrible. Larry had a clipboard, days of research, tons of questions, like loaded. He was like David Frost interviewing Richard Nixon. It was unreal. And he goes, do you want to sit in with me? And I'm like, sure. Next thing you know, I've hijacked the whole thing with conversation about Sweden and Swedish parents and Swedish grandparents and how far it goes, because he's from Sweden. And he's like, the strictness of this, that, and that. And it was weird. And then Larry I kept looking over to him as he's thumbing through his million questions. And I'm like, oh, I've ruined it. I'm so sorry. I didn't get many questions in, but it was really good. I'm like, oh, you worked so hard. And then I just went in there and jackassed the whole thing. He was cool, though. And that evidently was the very first interview where he admitted he is Papa Emeritus.
Really?
Yeah. He'd never admitted it before. He always called him is this Bloodhammer?
This is Bloodhammer.
Bloody Hammer.
Oh, Bloody Hammer.
Hands of the Ripper.
It is pop.
Look in the darkness. Out for blood.
Hot chick playing bass, I think. It's the overhead shot, so she could have a big belly.
But the video, it looks like, you know, it looks like it's just going to be just Cookie Monster vocals, and it's like totally
he's singing.
Yeah.
That's not bad. All right.
98. What? 98. No way.